Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Continuing to talk rookies here on Fantasy Football Today and 5. Today we're joined by CBS Sports NFL Draft Guru, the best in the business, Ryan Wilson, to break down landing spots for the top wide receiver prospects in the first round of the 2022 NFL Draft. Welcome everybody. Today is Friday, April 15th, and you're listening to Fantasy Football Today and 5. I'm Jamie Eisenberg. That's Ryan Wilson. Yes, we are still wearing the same clothes from the other FFT and 5. Because as you know, we're recording them on the same day. In any event, today we're talking about some of the wide receivers that Ryan has mocked in his 3-round draft. I'm going to list the 6 receivers that he has in the first round, and then Ryan's going to give us his 3 favorites here. So he's got Atlanta at 8 taking Garrett Wilson from Ohio State. At 13, the Texans taking Drake London from USC. 19, the Saints taking Jameson Williams from Alabama. The Steelers at 20 taking Treylon Burks from Arkansas. 2022, the Packers, yes, they actually take a wide receiver in the first round. They take Chris Olave from Ohio State. And then at 30, the Chiefs take Jahan Dotson from Penn State. So, Ryan, you are the one that put these players in these spots. Your favorite player to city would be which one?
I'll actually start at the bottom. I don't love Jahan Dotson as a first-round pick. I'll just mention his name quickly, though. But I have him going in the first round. I like him more as a second-rounder because he's going to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So just to put that out there, I think that's a good fit for just about any wide receiver going to Kansas City. But my favorite pick in this class is Garrett Wilson. Going to Atlanta. Atlanta is a dumpster fire offensively. Their best wide receiver is named tight end Kyle Pitts. That tells you how bad they are. They don't have a quarterback who has started a football game since 2019. That's Marcus Mariota. Garrett Wilson reminds me a lot of Odell Beckham in terms of his athleticism, and I think that gives him something on the outside to go along with Kyle Pitts and Marcus Mariota. I love him for a lot of reasons. I think he's a top 10 pick. Next, I'll mention Jameson Williams, who have going 19 to the Saints. If Williams hadn't torn his ACL in that championship game against Georgia, the national title game, he's probably the first wide receiver taken. It's sort of funny that he had to transfer from Ohio State to Alabama to get playing time, but he is an absolute burner, and he had a fantastic season up till that title game where he got hurt. He'll be ready to go by October, November, and if you can be patient as a coach, that's a lot to ask. He has an opportunity to be a big-time player, even as soon as late next year. Perhaps he'll be 100% in 2023, but again, someone to keep an eye on. And then I'll mention Treylon Burks, who I have going to the Steelers at 20. He ran a 4.55 at the combine, and that not soured some people, but made them take notice. But if you watch him play in the SEC, going up against some of the best cornerbacks in the country, he was dominant each and every week, and he was outrunning guys to the end zone each and every week. And I think in Pittsburgh, what you're getting is a guy that they lost to Kansas City. He's a lot like Juju Smith-Schuster. He's a lot of Deebo Samuel in his game. He can line up in the backfield, run into rounds. He reminds me a little bit of A.J. Brown, but not quite that fast. And I think all those things together, if you're a team that likes that physical sort of player, you're going to love Treylon Burks 40 times a side. It doesn't matter they ran that 4.55. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers make some sense in the new direction they're going with Mr. Trubisky. They have the offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, who sort of likes those sort of RPO-type schemes. And I think Treylon Burks fits that, especially now that James Washington is gone to Dallas. We mentioned Juju to KC, and they have Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, and not much else behind it.
Do you think that whether it's Treylon Burks or another receiver in this class, and we know this class is very deep, that that's a position of need for Pittsburgh? Like when you're doing these mock drafts for the Steelers, I know, you know, Malik Willis, I'm sure if they can get their hands on him, that might be something they consider if you still think they're going to go that route. But is receiver something that, as you mentioned, no Juju, no Washington, that this is certainly a position of need for them right now?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, Jamie, and you know this well, the Steelers don't have to take a wide receiver in the first round because they've been so good at hitting on these guys in day 2 and even day 3. Antonio Brown was a 6-round pick. He came out early, and there's some questions about how raw he was going to be, and that those were quickly mitigated when you saw him play. Chase Claypool, 2nd-round pick. James Washington, 2nd-round pick. Deontay Johnson, 3rd-round pick. Emmanuel Sanders, going back a little bit, was a 3rd-rounder. Mike Wallace was a 3rd-rounder. So I think they feel comfortable that if a Malik Willis is there at 20 or they like him enough to trade up a few spots, perhaps they do that. They could go offensive line. That's still a need, especially a tackle. Defensive tackle is a position of need. Cornerback and safety as well. So while they made the playoffs last year somehow, I think they have a ton of needs, and it may be the case, even though I had them taking Treylon Burks in round one, that they think they could wait until day two or maybe even day three and find some guys that could help them. And it wouldn't surprise me, given that they have the other needs we just talked about.
I love a lot of these, not just necessarily players, but the fact that you have receivers going to the Falcons, definite need for them. The Saints going with Jameson Williams, that would be fun to see. We know they need some help at that position as well. You know, Michael Thomas not maybe long for that team, and Marcus Callaway didn't necessarily step up, and clearly the Packers and the Chiefs going out and get wide receivers. Great calls there by you. Check out Ryan Wilson's 3-round mock draft. He's going to do about 100 more between now and the next couple of weeks before the NFL draft. Ryan covers the draft better than anybody in the business. He is the best draft analyst you will find anywhere, so check him out. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5, your audio outlet for fantasy news and advice in 5 minutes or less. If you enjoyed the podcast, please be sure to leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. For Ryan Wilson, I'm Danny Eisenberg. That's FF Today.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.